Karen Schmid, she is the beef production and extension lead for Alberta Beef Producers. She joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Karen, thank you very much for joining us. We have gotten a lot, and I mean a lot, of snow in December and the first part of January up here in the northwest part of Alberta. Just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, and pardon my use of terminology here, comments on the fact, please, that farmers need to be more wary of their herds and all their animals in the field with all this snow on the ground.
Yeah, Keith, it's definitely a challenge, I think, for managers. It can make getting animals from one place to another quite a bit more challenging than it would be normally. And definitely heavy snow increases the labor and time needed for daily feeding and management, might limit areas to, like, your access to feeding areas, or even, you know, looking at barn roofs and storage shed roofs, like we talked about in the pre-interview, right? Those types of things are things to keep an eye on.
You've definitely got some good points there in your opening remarks, Karen. One thing that is definitely on the minds is probably feeding techniques for herds, et cetera. How much do you think feeding techniques need to change with all this snow?
I guess it kind of depends on what the producer's normal feeding schedule was. Like, if they were doing something like extended grazing, a swath grazing, that heavy snow is really going to impede the cattle's access. So you might actually have to go over with a tractor and kind of break up the edges of the swaths so that the cows can find them under the snow. And if that actually freezes and crusts over, you will have to go and break that up before the cattle can actually get through it. They're not as good at pawing through crusty snow as maybe a horse is. Something like bale grazing would be a little bit easier for sure. And if you're bunk feeding, I mean, you have to scrape out you have to shovel out those bunks. So there is a bit more management for sure.
The management, I'm thinking, is a lot tougher. I mean, as I say, we've got 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground here in northwestern Alberta here. The amount of extra labor and extra time, I guess, getting feed to the herd is quite tough, is it not, here with all this snow?
It would definitely be tougher than if it was bare ground, but sometimes we just have to work with Mother Nature, and producers have been figuring this out over a number of years. This probably isn't the first year you've seen this much snow in the Peace Country, so they probably remember what they need to do. But I think the main thing is to make sure that you've got enough feed for the cattle to help maintain their body condition, so they're not losing body condition over that period of time. That loss of body condition will have longer lasting effects on potentially calving or rebreeding.
Not necessarily talking feeding techniques here, Karen, but how much of a detriment is snow to a herd, or is it?
So cattle are pretty good in cold and snow, but what you need to realize is that that actually does increase their energy requirements. So you actually need to feed them a bit more if it's cold, or if they have to expend a lot of energy kind of breaking trail through snow. Once that initial trail is broken, they'll follow that trail until that snow is melted, right? So they're not going to spend a lot of energy trying to break new trail, but that will increase their energy requirements in the first day or two while they're breaking through that big snowfall.
Is it the same sort of idea with extreme cold as well? Even though the Northwest not necessarily has hit it, we've had cold weather, but not like really extreme cold weather.
Yeah, cattle are pretty good at acclimatizing themselves to cold weather. It's really important that they can be out of the wind. So any kind of wind protection, whether that's natural features or man-made wind shelters, really helps them keep that body heat. I think the rule of thumb is probably for every degree below minus 20 to add about a pound of grain for that additional energy, because they will be expending more energy to keep warm at about that temperature.
Now, we talk about feeding techniques with all the snow on the ground. How much, as far as changes are concerned, are needed for a herd in maybe their water supply as well?
So that sort of depends. Cattle can use snow for water if it's loose and clean and fluffy. Once it starts to get crusty, it's much harder for them to use snow as their sole water source. So it is generally recommended that there is a backup water source of some kind, whether that be a water trough that you might have to chip the ice out of, or maybe even scoop snow off the top. But that is they should have a backup water source if the snow starts to crust over.
Maybe even removing the snow off the roof of the storage shed, so maybe the cows and the horses can have access to that too.
Oh, that's something I didn't think of, but yeah, potentially that could be an option.
What are some quick tips, if I may ask here, Karen, maybe to have your herd last through the winter? It's been tough, and it's been a tough start already, but what are some quick tips to help last through the winter and get ourselves into spring, which we're all looking forward to right now?
I think the main things are making sure that there's enough bedding, that you have some of that wind protection available for them, that you're aware of the conditions and when you might need to increase the energy content of the feed those cows are getting, and just keeping an eye on them to see how they're doing. You know, if they're starting to look a little skinny, or they're constantly putting some pressure on the fences looking for feed, that means you're not giving them enough, right? So I think those are probably the key pieces that I would say, along with a backup water source. And if you're extended grazing, a backup feeding plan, because that deep snow can really make swath grazing challenging.
Here's hoping the snow just melts and we get to spring, right?
Well, mud is a whole other challenge, I think. So maybe that it melts slowly.
Karen Schmidt. She is the beef production and extension lead for Alberta Beef Producers. Karen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Keith.